Something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Saturday. It's Trina, and Mary O'Donoghue is in from WW, formerly Weight Watchers. Are people still saying Weight Watchers, Mary?
Yeah, I even have difficulty myself. I shouldn't. I am getting around to WW, but I joined, like, it was Weight Watchers. It's 21 years ago now, believe it or not. So it's hard to change it around, but it's...
So you were three, were you, when you joined?
Thank you,
That's
Trina.
Very young, isn't it?
Trina, you're too kind.
Mary, the weather has gone absolutely freezing outside, and it's miserable, and it's rain. It seems to have rained about a million days in a row. Talk to me about some easy dinner ideas that we can do, because I know when I get in the evening, the last thing I want to do is start cooking for 5 hours to get a dinner.
No one wants to cook like that, to be honest with you. I am a huge fan of slow cookers. If you haven't got one, Trina, you have to get one. And literally, you just chuck your stuff in the morning, all your ingredients, and you have dinner cooked when you come in the evening.
I have a panic about that. I worry, though, that it's going to burn the house down.
No, it won't. And actually, I heard somebody say that actually it uses the same amount of electricity as your fridge.
What?
And you have your fridge plugged in all the time.
Okay, so I'm okay.
You're absolutely fine.
So what kind of things do you make then in the slow cooker?
Okay, simply what I do, let's even take, this is what I did yesterday, okay? I had some chicken fillets, I had a can of tomatoes, I had some carrots, I had some onions, and I just took, opened my cupboards and I just put loads of different seasonings into it. I had some garam masala, cumin, whatever. And do you know what? I just come home to a surprise and it's just really, really nice.
So you kind of don't really follow a recipe, you just go for it.
I go for it.
Okay. And will all the family eat it, even though it's WW?
Absolutely. See, WW is really about looking at, it's to do with our habits. It's not to do with food. You know, we're all going to be eating the same foods. It's just how we actually manage it. So, yeah, they all eat it.
And they haven't a clue that it's really healthy.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean,
yeah,
though? Like,
yeah.
There used to be a myth years ago that if you were doing something like WW, that you were eating dust.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, you're eating good stuff and you're cooking a little bit more, you know, and you're shopping well, and you're shopping well, you're cooking well, and you're cooking well, you're eating well. You know, there is a knock-on effect. There's a ripple effect.
What are the must-haves then that you have in your supermarket trolley?
My shopping trolley. Okay, we'll start from when we go into the supermarket. I get my fruit, I get my veg, I get my chicken, I get my fish, I get my 0% fat Greek yogurts. Believe it or not, I use a lot of frozen veg. And what I do with the frozen veg is I make soups out of the frozen veg. Really, really easy, because listen, we don't have time to be chopping.
Do you know I have a soup maker that has never been used?
Shame on you.
I'm going to do it today. No, I will. Go on.
Okay. If you haven't got time to go chop the veg, you can even put the frozen veg into your soup maker. And the easiest way to do this, right, and this is really works, get your bag of your mix of your broccoli, your carrot and your cauliflower, okay? And then just fry off a little bit of onion. You can actually get frozen onion as well. Okay,
Brilliant. Fry
off a little bit of that. Okay, so you can either do this in the soup maker, or you can do it in the pot. Chuck in your bag of veg, stock cube, small amount of water. I always put less water in first, and then if I need to add water to it afterwards, and then I season it. Just mixed herbs will do fine. If you want to do a little bit stronger with your herbs, you can do it, or you know, with your spice, you can do that. Boil it up, let it simmer 15 minutes and get the hand blender into it. You have a pot of soup made in 25 minutes and it is gorgeous.
And how long does soup last then when you make that?
Like, generally speaking, if I make a big pot, it's 3 to 4 days, and I never put it in the freezer because I'll find it there 6 months later.
I know, that's the thing about me. If I make something, it goes in the freezer never to come out again.
If it's in the fridge, it's absolutely fine. And it's nothing better when you come in. And do you know something? Going back to habits, knowing on your way home, this is what you're having.
Yeah. It is so rotten though, isn't it? It's the weather that really kind of makes you slip into the, oh, do you know what? I'm just going to get a takeaway. So it's being prepared before you go out in the morning.
Yeah. Goes back to what I said earlier on. You know, if you make a decision, generally speaking, we stick with it. It's when we've no plan and we're going home and it's been a long day and no one knows what the day is going to throw at you. You know, someone could have annoyed you during the day, you're on your way home and you go and get a takeaway and then you're really annoyed.
And the likelihood is someone is going to annoy you during the day.
Every day.
Mary O'Donoghue there from WW. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.